6 months ago, I broke out with psoriasis all over my feet and legs, and I've never had anything on my body ever as a rash. So I didn't call anybody. I didn't go to the ER. Oh, I also started having explosive diarrhea every hour for like a whole month. It was crazy. So this all started about 6 or 8 months ago. And this rash, psoriatic rash, white plaque scales on red rashes on my feet going up my legs started happening. And I was like, well, that ain't normal. So, but what was interesting is I didn't call a dermatologist. I didn't even need to. Oh, just so y'all know, I don't have any of those symptoms anymore. I didn't have to go anywhere. I'll just tell you what I did. And we're going to teach you these same kind of things at this conference. This is exactly what I did. I went like this. Wow, that looks like every candida infection I've ever treated. So I'm going to go to my books. I'm going to go to my resources, and I'm going to go to my knowledge and my brain. What did I use to help clear up candida and yeast infections in all of my patients and my wife, Jane, years ago? Mm-hmm. And all I did was start taking that stuff and applying stuff topically, took it orally and topically. And after a month, Rick, nothing changed. Now, you have to understand, I know how the human body works. Mm-hmm. So I was really experimenting with myself. I just wanted to see whatever's happening to me. I wanted to know whatever's happening to me. For example, all of you at home, just listen to me, please, for a second. I knew it could have been one of three things. I either had candida or yeast, which is a fungus in my body, at a level that was now coming out of my skin. Or number two, I had parasites in my body that I wasn't aware of. Mm-hmm. Or number three, I had venom poisoning in my body that causes psoriatic rashes, hives, and explosive diarrhea. I knew it could be one of those three things. So instead of, which I know some of you in the audience would be like this, no, I want this crap to go away today. Treat me for all three. No, that wasn't me. I went just like this. All right, I'm going to treat it like it's fungal for a month, and I'm going to see if it goes away or if it even slows down. So I did it for a month. Every day for a month, and never did it improve. In fact, it started getting worse and reaching up my calves and stuff. And the explosive diarrhea didn't change. So then a month later, 30 days later, I went like this. Okay, now I'm going to switch to a parasitic treatment, and I'm going to see what happens. So I took all parasitic stuff orally and put stuff topically on my feet. I would recommend four. Not a joke. I even put ivermectin on my feet. If it was parasitic, ivermectin would have killed it topically. Did it help? Nope. It actually made it worse. So then I went like this. After a month, I was like, okay, we know it's not fungal. We know it's not parasitic. It must be venom. So this is what I did. I had food grade hydrogen peroxide at home, and I started soaking my feet in it topically. Then I put it in capsules and in glasses of water and drank it. And I was doing that twice a day. I would drink it twice a day, then soak for 10 minutes at night. And then I took EDTA orally. And then I took, with the hydrogen peroxide, then I took apple pectin powder. And then I slapped on a nicotine patch every day. Mm. And do you know what, Rick? From day one, it started getting better. And by 14 days, it was 100% gone, and I've never had it return. Mm-hmm. And from that information, I then wondered, how did they get this venom inside of me?
Yes.
Do you understand why I went through this process? I didn't want to just throw a whole bunch of crap at it and never know what it was. I was going to take it systematically so I could figure out what was the underlying cause of my symptoms. And then once I knew what it was, for example, if the fungal stuff cleared it up, let me just tell you guys what I would have done. If it started to clear up when I started treating myself for fungus, I would have then looked at my diet first and went, where am I eating fungus? Seriously. And I would look like this. Am I eating mushrooms, which is a fungus? Am I eating bread, which has yeast in it to make it rise, which is a fungus? Am I drinking wine or drinking beer, which I don't drink? Am I drinking any of those because they're fermented in yeast, which is a fungus? And then I would go like this. Am I eating any blue cheese? Anything, because blue cheese is mold. Am I putting fungus in me? That's what I would have done, and then I would have stopped eating that stuff, and it would have cleared up forevermore. I would have never worried about it ever again. If it was parasitic and I took the parasite stuff and it started to die off, I would have been curious to know This is not a joke. What I would have done, if I saw in the first week all my symptoms were clearing, I would have stopped my products, and then I would have done a stool sample to find out what parasite is it specifically, and then I would know where it's coming from. Am I getting it from a pet? Am I getting it from water? Am I getting it from food I'm eating? I would know based on the stool test. And then I would figure that out forevermore, and I would never get those symptoms ever again because now I know what's happening to me when I'm eating that stuff. When I figured out it was venom, and because I knew it was venom because I use stuff that clears venom, then I wanted to know how in the world are they getting it inside of me? And my very first thought was, oh my God, I have this water delivery company that delivers water to my home for 6 years now. But 8 months ago, right before my symptoms started, the delivery guy for the company was supposed to, like normal, drop off 5 new bottles and take 5 empty bottles. Except for 8 months ago, a new delivery guy, first day on the job, didn't leave 5 when I got home. He left 28 of them. And we called the company, and the company had no record of 5 bottles being left. I mean, they didn't have anything but 5 bottles were left. They had no record of 28 being left. Wow, I had enough water for like 6 months. Yeah, and I took that water after I cleared up all my symptoms, and I flew to Ohio with my wife to have the water tested at a clinic who has technology out of Europe to look for all kinds of poisons and toxins in water. And oh my God. In my reverse osmosis filtered delivered water, still in my house when I flew up there, the first thing populated out of the device of what was in my water was the drug remdesivir.
You're kidding me. When was this?
This is actually 3 months ago.
Oh my goodness.
The second thing in my reverse osmosis filtered water delivered to my home was arsenic poisoning.
Oh my goodness.
The third was barbiturate drug poisoning in the water. Do y'all know what barbiturates do in the water you drink? They have every side effect of delusions, hallucinations, schizophrenic tendencies, worsening depression, anxiety, and panic attacks. Those are the published side effects of barbiturate drugs. So, for anybody out there who is wondering, why am I paranoid that something might be trying to kill me, attack me? Maybe people are hunting me down, or are people trying to take me out because I'm a conspiracy theorist?
I thought you were telling a story from years ago, so I just caught on now.
No, this is right now. Poisoning. So I just want you to know, this is the kind of stuff we're going to be educating you at the Healing for the Ages conference while at the clinic in Ohio. Oh, just so y'all know, we'll wrap this up. In my water being delivered to my home by some random dude 8 months ago, dropped 28 bottles, and the company has no record of it. In that water is where remdesivir drug was in the water. Number two, barbiturates were in the water. Arsenic was in the water, and 7 different venoms were in the water, including cobra venom, bungarotoxin from the crate snakes venom, conotoxin venoms, Chinese moccasin venom was in there. There's all kinds of crazy crap. McClay's water snake venom was in it. And then they had the last ingredient that populated was weaponized E. coli bacteria was in my water. This finally explained to me my bowel issue. I was having explosive bowels, and the bacteria in the water I was drinking replicates these venoms. So this is why the symptoms were continuing. When I took on my own hydrogen peroxide, guess what hydrogen peroxide does? It kills E. coli. This is why my symptoms went away within 30 minutes of explosive diarrhea for 3 months. I drank one dose of hydrogen peroxide, and it all stopped. And then I just kept doing it every day. I just want y'all to know, this is the kind of stuff we're going to be teaching you at home to do on your own. You don't need to run off to an ER or go to a specialist office or wait for a specialist or a dermatologist to open up for an appointment 3 months from now with your psoriatic rash showing up on your body. You don't need to go to a GI specialist to find out, why am I having explosive diarrhea every day for the last 3 months? You don't need to do any of that. We're going to teach you everything we do for the last 20 years, each of the four of us doctors, and for the last collective 100 years of research and clinical application. We're going to teach you how to self-assess and how to self-treat. It's going to be phenomenal. I cannot wait. Yeah. And then we're going to be giving you solution-based protocols If these are the symptoms you're having at home, mom, dad, child, grandma, grandpa, these symptoms tell you these organs are stressed. These tell you that these are most likely the causes. And then we would do this, and then we would do this until we figure out exactly what it is. It is not a damn emergency, every symptom that everyone has. It isn't. They just want you to think it is. In fact, they're so psychotic, they want you to think that a fever is a death sentence and an emergency. It is not. You have been lied to. They want to scare the crap out of you with every symptom that it's an emergency, and only they have the drug and the testing techniques to tell you what's wrong with you. When they don't. You do not have a symptom on this earth ever in your entire existence as a human being with your spirit in this body God created. You have never had a single symptom that was caused by you being deficient in a pharmaceutical prescription drug. But yet every single one of you are going to be told you need this drug because of this symptom. The symptom is not there because you lack a drug. They just want you to think that. That is not what, it's just so ridiculous. So what we're trying to do is build a foundational conference for you to restore the faith we all had that made us so confident to speak out this whole damn time for pandemic. We want you guys to be as confident as we were, and you do not have to be afraid. They are going to try to continue to scare you. Oh my God, Rick. Pull up CNN.com. Look up CNN.com health news right now. And look at the articles they published just in the last week. Oh my God, they're telling you there's hammerhead parasitic worms in New York City. Don't touch them. They have a tetrodotoxin poison in it that's a neurotoxin. Don't touch them. Oh, West Nile virus outbreaks in Florida and in California right now. Oh my God, it's ridiculous. Oh, COVID cases are on the rise all over the country. Every single article is a fear-based anxiety crap. Yeah. And you know who's not afraid? Me, because I ain't reading them. Yeah. I do like looking at what they're publishing and trying to scare you guys with, but the four of us that are going to be presenting this stuff to the world, Dr. Artis, Dr. Group, Dr. Ely, Dr. Schmidt.
They're big pharma right there.
All they're going to do is be pushing. You need to be afraid of this, and you're going to need our drug. Oh, my God. Seriously, let it go already. None of you need to be afraid. There's a reason why we weren't afraid. There's a reason why audiences around the world listened to us during the whole pandemic, and why they fell in love with us, because we weren't scared. Yes. We were never scared for a second. I wasn't even scared when I had explosive diarrhea coming out of my rear end six times a day and had rashes appearing on my body. I still wasn't scared. Do you know what I thought? Something's wrong, and I have these three things it could be, and I'm going to fix it, just like I did every patient I ever saw for 20 years. This is what we're going to do. I did the same thing.
I don't want to miss this huge news, though. This is literally, most likely, a deep state attack on your water. I mean,
this is absolutely what this was. They absolutely were trying to poison me and my wife and my family. You know, it's crazy. I was still drinking the water for like a month before I went to Ohio. So I cleared up all my symptoms. I was still taking everything for like a month. And then I decided it's time to go find out, am I drinking something, or am we being exposed to something, even in our tap water, our delivered water? And then I took all kinds of stuff with us. I mean, we took all kinds of stuff with us to have tested.
But Jane's taken nicotine too, right?
So we didn't have any single symptoms. You know how pissed off they were that I did not die from remdesivir poisoning and venom poisoning? And notice, no one in the world even knew this happened. This is new to y'all. I never even cared to tell anybody. It didn't matter. Like, they were just targeting me. It doesn't matter. Even when they were giving me poisons in my water, I still had zero symptoms as long as I took the stuff that I needed to protect me.
Exactly.
It's no different than what I told the world, you need this stuff to protect you from COVID during the whole pandemic. If you just took that stuff like I was doing and my wife was doing, vitamin C, selenium, vitamin D, whatever it was, these are the things, apple pectin powder. As long as you took that stuff, none of us were worried. You didn't have to be worried. I never got sick with COVID. You don't have to worry. They can try to poison you a million ways. You don't need to worry about it. You're going to be fine.
That's attempted murder.
You're going to be fine. Of course it is. That's okay.
Oh, my goodness. This is just like scary stuff is what it is. So,
yeah, so this is going to be the last time I talk about COVID and anything related to COVID. out at someone else's events or at any other public venue, probably outside of my own conference that we're holding here in September in Dallas, Texas, September 8th and 9th. That's called Healing for the Ages. That'll be exciting. But the reason why this is going to be the last one for me is because how many of you, even in this audience, have felt confused, overwhelmed, and didn't know exactly what you should do with whatever symptoms you might have had from lingering COVID or from vaccine injury, but particularly like long hauler COVID symptoms? I don't know if the audience here is aware, but every day in the mainstream media and in the medical journals and science journals around the world, they are publishing every day from every country around the world all of these post-COVID research studies and case studies. And all they're doing is reporting on all the citizens around the world are having these symptoms still related to COVID after 2 and 3 years. So such as, for example, Denmark just published last week that in the entire country, 35% of everybody in that country still has diminished cognitive impairment issues since having COVID years ago. That is a massive percentage of that population. Now, that's just an example of something that just came out this week. So, and that I review with audiences and stuff and take them through. But in fact, a medical journal just a couple weeks ago published that medical doctors in the United States of America who were exposed to COVID and had COVID during COVID still have lingering depression 2 years later since having COVID. And they're publishing this as a long hauler COVID symptom. Now, the reason why this is going to be my last talk, and the reason why I'm going to do it, and if people fly me somewhere and go, hey, can you please talk about COVID or long COVID or COVID vaccines? I'm going to go like this. Go watch the Reawaken tour. I mean, that's the one you're going to go watch from Las Vegas. Go watch that one. This is the last one. You don't even need to watch another one. So the reason why this is so important is in January of this year, there was a research study done. They took individuals from around the world who had long hauler COVID symptoms, 21 of them. They wanted to know, of these individuals around the world who have over 21 lingering symptoms, which include, you want me to read them to you? Can I read them to your audiences? This is gonna be quite fun. In anticipation for the Reawaken tour, you might as well know what it is. This is the list. They took these patients with these symptoms. Chronic fatigue ever since they had COVID, and these symptoms had to be persistent for over a year and a half in order to be included in the study. So they had to have chronic fatigue, dizziness, can't take deep breaths, low-grade fever continually for the last year and a half, loss of taste and smell, memory lapses, muscle pain and weakness, diarrhea, vomiting, concentration difficulties, sleep difficulties, mood disorders like depression I just mentioned with medical doctors, headaches, chest tightness and pain, heart palpitations, cognitive impairment, motor deficits. Picture people with Parkinson's shuffling their steps, right? That's motor deficit.
Yeah.
Exercise intolerance. And then these two. Since having COVID, they had to have developed a new onset of diabetes and a new diagnosis of hypertension, high blood pressure, in order to be included in the study. Okay, I just actually read the list from the first slide at my Reawaken presentation. I just finished it yesterday. This is the first slide. I'm going to show it to the whole audiences. And the title is, do you or anyone you know still suffer with any of these symptoms post-COVID? So, just so you know, in January, they took a group of these people that had all of these symptoms, all of them, and they gave them one treatment for 6 days and told them all to stop after 6 days. And before they started the treatment for 4 days before, they were told to keep track on a scale of 0 to 5, 0 being the symptom doesn't exist anymore, 5 being as bad as it can be. They took all one of those 21 symptoms I just read off to you, and they made them track what's the severity of those every day for 4 days before they started the treatment. Then they were expected to track on the same scale every single symptom every day of the treatment, and every day until they all disappeared. So I just want y'all to know at this Reawaken Tour, I'm going to do this presentation. This one treatment of one thing cured every single one of those symptoms, and they only needed to do it for 6 days. And it took the last symptom in one of the persons after stopping the treatment. So he started the treatment, took it for 6 days. They stopped the treatment, and then by day 21, all symptoms of everybody in the study, 100% of all their symptoms were gone. What's even more impressive is that by day 3 of treatment, 50% of all of those symptoms were 100% gone. They only took the treatment for 6 days, stopped it, and then 21 days after starting the treatment was when the last symptom even registered for any patient in the study.
Wow.
They then waited 6 months, Rick. They waited 6 months after the 6 day treatment and called every single one in the study back on a phone call to review all the symptoms they had 6 months ago before they started the treatment. And they wanted to know, did any of your long hauler COVID symptoms you had for a year and a half that never went away, how many of those came back? And not a single one of them ever came back. Now, what's interesting is there's medical doctors and professionals all over the world, including myself, who have been proposing antidotes, solutions to all things related to COVID and post-COVID.
Right.
And not a single one of them have actually told you about this treatment.
Except for Dr.
Except for me. And I've been screaming about this treatment since my Watch the Water documentary dropped. And it's going to shock the world because I'm going to show them what they did with these people for 6 days only to get rid of 100% of all symptoms. And the treatment had a lingering effect and benefit for as long as 2 weeks later to clear up 100% of all the symptoms. Even after they stopped the treatment, what was in their body was still curing them of all their ailments, having COVID, after COVID, for a year and a half. So anybody in the whole world who ever gets up on a stage or audiences around the world want to know, what do I do for long hauler COVID patients forevermore in the future? I'm going to go like this. Go back and watch my Las Vegas Reawaken Tour. Mm-hmm. You obviously didn't watch the presentation if you still have lingering long hauler COVID symptoms. Right. They already proved to the whole world how to make it go away, 100% of their symptoms, in just 6 days. No, you don't need to swallow any supplements for the next 800 years to make sure all your long hauler COVID symptoms go away. There are supplements you should be taking, actually, to support keeping your body healthy. Supplements are... by nature, the definition, the word supplement means to supplement what you're not getting in your diet.
Right.
So if you're not going to eat the veggies and every meal you're going to eat cereal and Pop-Tarts and donuts, and every lunch you're going to eat, I don't know, pizza
Sunday
or Lunchables or a Sunday or a milkshake. Or, I mean, if that's what you're going to do, and then at night you're going to do a TV dinner or, I don't know, whatever it is. If you're not going to eat vegetables, which are the only things that give you minerals, and you're not going to eat your fruits that give you vitamins, you're going to have to supplement them. But the symptoms of long hauler COVID has nothing to do with those minerals. It doesn't have anything to do with those. Actually, it does have something to do with one vitamin. But it has to do with something else found in nature that releases, the thing causing all the symptoms for long hauler COVID.
Right.
So anyway, it'll be very exciting to present this. I can't wait to do it because it actually lays out for you what you can expect, what they told every one of these people to do. One thing that was shocking, one of the people who had all 21 of these symptoms, including diabetes, mm-hmm. after having COVID, they decided that when the researchers said, this is the treatment protocol, now do it now, and do it every day for 6 days. One of the guys said, well, if this is the dose of the substance, I'm going to double it. If that's supposed to be good, I'm going to do twice as much. So he did it. He did it for 1 day. And within about an hour or two, he started getting nauseous, vomiting, diarrhea, felt really sick. And so he stopped all of the treatment. And everybody listening, one of the major symptoms he had, the worst symptom he had, was not being able to sleep through the night since having COVID. So he was going crazy emotionally and mentally and physically because of the lack of sleep. The first day, all of that was reversed. And every single one of his 21 symptoms he was living with his whole life for the last year and a half, just by doing the same, the one treatment for one day, he just happened to double the dose and be a dummy and not follow the researcher's recommendations. He decided to double it, only does it for one day, but continues to participate in the trial by reporting back the improvements to his symptoms. And do you know, by day 14, all of his symptoms were 100% gone and never came back 6 months later. Isn't that miraculous? It's just miraculous. So
this all comes in the nicotine receptors being releasing the poison, right?
Exactly right. Yeah. And it's incredible to me that there's not a single medical professional around the world who has actually taken this information, told it to audiences to help them reclaim their health. Instead, this is what you hear. You should swallow NATO kinase, this enzyme that helps to break apart blood clots. You should just take that 2,000 milligrams every day. Oh, sorry, it's not it. Anyway, I can't even quote it because I don't ever talk about it. Anyway, they're going to tell you all these other things you should be doing to actually combat it, and you don't. It's super simple. It's so much easier, and I don't know why some people don't want to know about this, but if you at home have anybody that you love or yourselves are dealing with any of these symptoms that I just read off, oh my goodness, this is going to be a godsend for all of them. So, and what was interesting is the study that was sent to me, the study that was sent to me, it wasn't sent to me by a medical professional. It wasn't even sent to me by a scientist. It was sent to me by someone who is a 37-year admiral in the Navy who works out of Washington, D.C., who runs secret sex trafficking missions to save children for the government and for the military. He sent me this and said, they're trying to bury this in all the medical journals, but people in Washington, D.C. know about this study. You should tell your audiences. And I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. I had no idea this was published. Holy crap, this was published this year in 2023. Pretty miraculous. So anyway, as I continue to watch the mainstream media and main medical journals continue to publish all these case studies and data reports on people struggling with all the symptoms I just told you, it's amazing to me that none of them talk about the solution. It's super easy. So we're going to tell you what they did, show you how they did it. I'm going to show you the recommendations in this presentation, but I'm going to take them through the study with all the highlights so it finally makes sense. And that's inside awesome. The study, twice, they reference that what is causing the long hauler COVID symptoms are snake venom neurotoxins. Oh my God. Not just the crazy chiropractor, huh? Okay, so now you're going to publish that. So it's just wild. And then in May of this year, did you see this like 7 weeks ago? The NIH published a paper titled SARS-CoV-2 Spike Ectodomain, the outside of the spike protein, targets alpha-7 nicotinic acetylcholine receptors, nicotine receptors, and then publishes in the first paragraph in the second sentence that the spike protein of SARS-CoV-2 virus is identical to two snake venom neurotoxins. Yeah, oh my God. I don't know how long I have to tell you guys this before the government decides to tell you, we knew it all along and we're right and whatever. But anyway, so for anybody in the future that ever complains about any long hauler COVID symptoms, if they haven't done this therapy, I'm about to tell the whole world and show them all at the dose that they recommended and they got the achieved results from. I don't know why I need to do another presentation. It's just going to be right there. Now I'm going to put it on my site. Anybody wants to know how to beat long hauler COVID, just go watch it and download the PDF. I'm actually going to create a one continuous document out of my PowerPoint presentation with all the info and the recommendations and the research links. And that will be on my site right when I launch it at the Reawaken Tour. It'll be exciting. And awesome. But I have a lot more to do before that because this weekend, I haven't even got to this presentation yet. Don't tell anybody. I actually have a whole bunch of stuff to just organize into the presentation. I've got the stuff, but I'm actually been asked by G. Edward Griffin to come to his Red Pill Expo in Des Moines, Iowa this weekend to do a presentation over how they're using venoms worldwide and the various industries in which are exposing us to venoms. So that was his personal request to me. So we filmed a 5-minute promo video a couple weeks ago, and that'll be very exciting to go up there and do that. So that'll be exciting. A lot of stuff going on. It's very, very, very exciting. But thank goodness I'll be able to drop this one. I don't have to do any more research studies on this stuff. I can just tell you this is what you need to do, and I can move on to the next things, which is now, how do I keep all of you safe and healthy at home? Because they're going to come again with the exact same crappy, fear-mongering pandemic, one after another, until they get the majority of the world to accept and volunteer themselves for their experimental injections. For whatever that agenda is for. So that's the reason for the Healing for the Ages conference. That's going to be September 8th and 9th here in Dallas. I cannot tell you how important this conference is going to be. There's just nothing I've ever experienced in a conference that is going to lay out perfectly for you at home how to protect all of your loved ones from this point forward. And this is not just about COVID or SARS-CoV-2. This is about how to protect your family seriously and simply. How do you protect from 5G radiation, Wi-Fi, dirty electricity? How do you manage all of the bombardment of electrical interference on your body's cells? We're going to actually teach you how to do it and show you how easy it is, because it's not confusing. There's a billion recommendations out there, but there's really only a couple you need to even know about. And we're going to teach you what those are. We're going to teach you how it is God designed the human body, how he created symptoms, and what those symptoms in the body he created tell you about your body, what's wrong and where, and then what you're going to do to fix it, and all the natural solutions to those processes. And so that you don't have to be afraid in the future about any symptom that ever comes up and you got to call a specialist. You don't have to worry about that anymore. We're going to teach you all of that. We're going to show you all. We're going to actually take you through 100 years. This is not a joke. I've got four practitioners coming with me. The four of us. They're right there on the screen. Dr. Artis, Dr. Group, Dr. Ealing, Dr. Schmidt. Their last names all spell ages. It's called Healing for the Ages. We have over 100 years of clinical research time and application and practice time collectively. And we are going to take you through all the processes we use to evaluate ourselves, our family, and our patients to tell you why it is you don't need to be concerned, why it is that is alarming if it is, and then what you're going to do to fix it, and what exactly we would do at home for ourselves with this issue.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brian Artis. So excited to announce and make you aware that we have what's called Healing for the Ages Conference coming to Dallas, Texas, September 8th and 9th. Go to healingfortheages.com to pre-register so that you can get notified when our ticket sales go live. This is going to be a live in-person event and a streaming event. Of all the conferences I've attended over the last several decades as a clinician and as a speaker, I have actually decided it was time to launch a foundational conference of my own. The concept came from me, and I've got three incredible natural experts to help me put on this conference, which we expect will be a series of conferences at least annually from here going forward. You can pre-register at healingfortheages.com. Put in your information and we will contact you as soon as tickets and sales are available online for purchase. Please share this far and wide. There's one thing I have learned over the last 4 years. There's a massive amount of information, tons of information, maybe a lot of information that's creating too much confusion. And my real worry and concern is the more products, nutrients, dietary recommendations that are being thrown to people worldwide to protect their families over the last 4 years. My worry was, is it creating confusion for people? Because if it is, we know that confusion paralyzes people's ability to act or make decisions. So, out of this want to try to make it very clear to individuals that you can have faith in your own God-given natural immunity to combat any pathogens, toxins, parasites, you name it, I actually launched and came up with a concept for Healing for the Ages conference. You can learn more at healingfortheages.com. I have invited three natural healing experts to join me because these three individuals, Dr. Henry Ely, Dr. Ed Group, and Dr. Janice Schmidt. All three of these individuals are individuals I can count on, rely on, and who motivate me with all the research and clinical applications they apply to their own groups of individuals they work with. These are four experts that, in my opinion, have the ability to take knowledge and then articulate it to you and do presentations to you that help confirm for you and restore full faith and confidence that you yourself at home can do your own research and apply principles that we're educating you on to keep you and your loved ones and family members safe at home and healthy at home as much as possible without medical intervention. That is the purpose of HealingForTheAges.com conference. Join us at HealingForTheAges.com. Pre-register today. We look forward to you being there. It's going to be an amazing opportunity, and we look forward to the future events building on this foundational conference.